Good morning, comrades. You are listening to WHIV LP New Orleans 102.3. This show is called Good Morning, Comrade. Good morning, comrades.
Good morning, brother.
Good morning.
Good. It's brother show. Yeah. Big brother, little brother. Guess which one's the oldest?
No.
Out of the three of us.
We won't say.
Yeah, don't guess.
I'll never tell.
It's the mystery. We'll never say.
But one of us always tells the truth. The other one always lies.
Yeah. You're playing two truths and a lie.
Yeah. Now answer these riddles three.
To find out who's the oldest, see, you must answer me these riddles three. Yeah. These questions three. Too.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got Jeff, Scott, and Dean in the studio. Yeah.
Barrow boys.
Barrow boys.
These powers combined.
Represent. Dean's in from Monroe for Christmas and the New Year, and we decided to get his self in the studio.
Yeah.
And say good morning, comrades. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, what's
how's Monroe?
That's not much. Not much goes on around there.
Is that how you say it? They say it there, Monroe.
I think it's like Monroe instead of Monroe. I'm not sure.
Oh. It's like
you don't remember President James Monroe?
Yeah. Love that guy.
It was the era of good feelings.
He bought the Louisiana. He did the Louisiana Purchase.
That was Madison.
Yeah, that was Madison.
Same guy.
Both named James.
Yeah.
The nerds have logged on.
Yeah.
Ayo.
Hey.
Jeff, you used to play a game literally called Presidents where you talked about information about presidents.
Yeah. And I was like top 15 in the country one time.
Jesus.
Anyway.
Small country, huh? Hey-ho. Anyway.
Do you have a cricket sound to play?
Yeah, please.
We don't
get
really
that soundboard out.
Only sound I really have is the air horn.
The air horn?
I'm not giving him the air horn for that.
Drag me,
no,
baby.
That's not an air horn moment.
Uh-uh.
But anyway, Dean's down for the holidays. He said he wouldn't be, but he lied.
Yeah, no, I pulled the old switcheroo.
Yeah. Great. Surprise guest from Dean. Everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, Dean's like the only person I know that's actually like closely watching the impeachment stuff. So talk about it.
I also am an impeachment watcher.
So we're gonna.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you.
I guess we're gonna have.
I don't know you.
I mean, I'm just have these weird Mondays and Wednesdays off in the morning, and I could just be like, I'll watch this.
Yeah, I just kind of.
It's like a long T video.
Oh.
Yeah, I just kind of had it on while I was doing work, so like have paying attention, because I mean it's just hours and hours of them.
Yeah.
Going back and forth, basically about the same thing all day.
What are the things? So first off, who's getting impeached? Why is he getting impeached? What's going on here? Tell me about it, all the way from the top to bottom. All
right, well, if you haven't heard...
I know you listen to GMC for the breaking news.
Well, if you haven't heard, they're trying to impeach the president.
Who's
well,
trying
actually,
to impeach him?
At this point, they have impeached the president. They've
successfully
filed
impeached.
Articles of impeachment against him.
The Democrats and Nancy Pelosi have filed articles of impeachment against the president, and...
Yeah, after years, they kind of were just like...
They voted on the articles of impeachment.
Yeah, they voted.
They were laying the groundwork. Also, being like, we don't want to do this.
But actually, if I don't think they've given the Senate the articles yet, because Nancy is holding on to them.
Why is she doing that?
I mean,
so, okay.
Anytime they give the Senate anything, they don't do anything with it.
Well, yeah, well... Like, but so basically, in past impeachments, like as soon as they pass the articles, they just hand it right over to the Senate. Apparently, there's like a whole ceremony, but yeah, no.
Is that like when they dissolve a parliament and everybody like dresses up in their
what's
like
that guy's name like black?
Oh, he like
yeah,
yeah,
woman
he has, like,
this
a
time.
Torture.
Oh. Yeah, you just like have to like end the parliament. Could that be what you do? Like, we need more of that stuff. That
yeah,
dumb
yeah
bullshit.
No, I love that shit.
They basically just put like a fake stick in the way instead of like the big like mace.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, Parliament is now stopped.
And I remember I think I watched the video and it had like live commentary of like when this was supposed to symbolize when the king
bars the door of Parliament or whatever.
Yeah, because like they have to show up and like.
Oh yeah, they like. Yeah,
they ahead. Like knock on the door and they have to be like, "I wonder who that is."
It's a stage play.
Yeah.
I've also been watching some of the parliamentary hearings for Brexit. That's cool.
Oh, man. You watch all the good stuff.
How great would it be like...
So we got to talk about that after, but let's stick we'll to one at a time. Yeah,
how great, how great would it be if somebody like totally just got Postmates like, and then they knock on the door?
It's like, oh, that's my burrito.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so talk about why are the Democrats impeaching Donald Trump? Why did they do that? And why important to me in all of this? What aren't they including in a lot of this stuff?
So they are impeaching him. So basically, if we go back to the beginning, Trump had a phone call, I think in July, with the Ukrainian president who just got elected.
Yeah, former stand-up comedian.
Yeah, he was like a TV host. Cuz they always make the best presidents.
Who? Yeah, I think the president of Ukraine. Oh, no. What's his name?
Vladimir Zelensky.
He's like a former TV like star.
I think on TV, he played the president of Ukraine, yeah. And then he became the president of Ukraine.
They're like, man, he really fills the role.
We really need somebody who looks like a president. Oh, that perfect.
I mean, I would elect Julia Louis-Dreyfus for president.
Didn't that happen in the Philippines, and he became like a really horrible ruler?
Oh yeah,
that was the same.
Me and Dean were watching this movie. It was called Lethal Panther 2.
Lethal Panther 2.
And they were like, somebody at the place was like, "Oh yeah, that guy in the film you're watching, who's doing like comedy old guy spots, he was the president, and he was very corrupt."
Yeah. So
like nice, Manny Pacquiao was like in their parliament.
No, he was a senator in the Philippines.
Was he really? That's cool.
Yeah, he's a piece of trash, though.
I mean, look, if they have a fight in
parliament, yeah, you're whatever, behind that guy, even though he's like really small. I think he's like 140 or something like that.
Yeah, I mean,
he was a small weight fighter.
You can body Manny Pacquiao like. Manny Pacquiao.
I mean, I don't want him to punch me. I don't want Manny Pacquiao to punch me.
Manny Pacquiao goes against like
it probably hurt a lot.
Like Stan Hansen or something. Like Stan Hansen's got him.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we've gotten a bit of field. So Trump did this call with this Zelensky character. Like literally the character.
Yeah. the character that's playing the president that is actually the president.
Anyway.
He had a call with the president, and during the call, there's a backstory, actually, that there was supposed to be funding sent to Ukraine because the Russians are trying to invade them and annex them. And so America's been...
This goes all the way back to the Obama administration.
Yeah, this goes back to the Obama.
Ukraine.
They, sent a bunch of bikers in or something to, like, take over the country.
Yeah, they ended up, like, taking Crimea and stuff, right?
Yeah,
and so... They just wanted, like, their big, like, crown jewel of a place called Crimea.
Anyway,
so there was this funding, and apparently before the call happened, the funding got held. There wasn't a really good reason why,
and it was a congressionally approved funding.
Yeah, this was approved by Congress, and it was supposed to be sent to them. But there is an executive privilege that can hold funding for any reason, really.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, during the call, he says that he needs President Zelensky and Ukraine to do them a favor, and the favor was to investigate this company Burisma, which on the board was Hunter Biden's son.
We must protect Hunter.
Joe Biden's son, Hunter.
It was a very...
You're the Baron Trump of the Biden family.
Basically a ploy to be like, I got to take down this guy who's like the front runner.
Yeah, and so this is basically... The Democrats' argument is that this is obviously just so that there can be an investigation on Joe Biden so that he can talk about it during the election, and it can be...
His big wedge.
Yeah, another wedge. Like, just like the emails were with Hillary. Like, he talked about the emails, and then the... investigation opened back up.
So it's a strategy.
Yeah. So that's basically his strategy, because I guess it worked the same way.
No. I mean, he just thinks 2000, 2020 is going to be like 2016.
Yeah, it's going to be. He's trying
if he goes against Joe Biden,
playing the greatest hits.
If he goes against Joe Biden, it might be, right?
Buddy, I don't think it's happening.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully it doesn't get to that.
Yeah, that would be the bad.
That would be a bad.
That would be a bad situation.
Joe Biden, yeah, Joe Biden could.
Joe
not.
Biden's literally like falling apart, like the straw.
Literally, he like, is trying to. He's calling people fat. He's
like doing push-up contests.
Push-up contests. Yeah, no, it's falling apart here.
What I wouldn't give to let Joe Biden challenge me to a push-up contest.
Joe Biden, we're calling you out
because I would crush him.
Biden,
he could do some
open
like,
challenge.
He could do like. 0330 push-ups, right?
Joe Biden. I will give you the Scott B endorsement right. If you beat me at the pitch-up contest.
This is,
anyways, yeah, this is a lot of tangents.
So, have you listened to this show?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's true.
So anyway, so that is what this impeachment is about. Only that. That's what the articles are based around. Is like there were like two articles, right?
So one there was, I believe there were three articles, okay. And they passed two.
Okay.
So the articles that they passed were about, there was an abuse of power one.
Right.
Which
can mean anything.
Which is what they're trying to say about the withholding the funds to advance a political campaign. And the second one is obstruction of Congress.
Right. Because of the congressionally approved funding.
No.
No.
It was about Congress was trying to issue subpoenas and Trump used executive privilege to block it, and
he did that a lot.
Yeah, he did that. Yeah, there were subpoenas and Trump was trying to basically stonewall Congress from getting some information. And Congress, this happened, I believe, with the Reagan ones, and it went to the Supreme Court, and Supreme Court then told
that's not good.
Yeah, well, but
the Supreme Court said what?
The Supreme Court then ruled that that Reagan had to give up. I think it was the recordings of the.
Yeah.
I think it was the recordings of the Watergate.
Yeah, but still nothing Nixon. Happened from that.
Yeah.
Meetings. I think it was of the meetings.
Nixon. You're talking about Nixon?
Yes. Did I say Reagan?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Reagan did some bullshit too.
I mean, yeah, Reagan's.
Oh yeah, they got Nixon.
They got Nixon. They didn't get Reagan. Anyway. So, okay, so those are the two, like, big articles. If there's other ones, then whatever.
So another thing that they were trying to do, they have the abuse of power and they have the obstruction of Congress, but one thing that I feel like they probably should have done was they started with the quid pro quo, and then they moved to bribery, and they didn't actually do something that says bribery, because in the rules of the Constitution it specifies impeachment like
high
some of the conditions
misdemeanors.
Yeah, it was treason, bribery, high crimes or misdemeanors. And so if they would have done like a bribery, because that's kind of what they were doing, like bribery or extortion or something like that, it probably would have more weight to it.
Yeah, it would be easier. I don't know. But, I mean, either way, like, abuse of power, like, it's the same damn thing. It's different words to use it.
But then the Republicans have more stuff to go, like, is this actually impeachable? Yeah. Like, is this an actual impeachable offense? And
it's
like
one of those cop shows where they're like, listen, I don't want all this stuff. I just need something I can bring to the DA.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also one of the...
Go ahead. Well, no, I'm actually going to change it a little bit.
Okay. Actually, one of my critiques of what they were doing is that they kept changing the wording. Yeah, the Democrats kept changing the wording of the... Because they started with quid pro quo, and they changed it to bribery, and then they changed it back to quid pro quo, and then they impeached on abuse of power. So I feel like they just had a... Kind of like a marketing.
It's a bit muddled.
Yeah, they needed.
They
like
workshopped it. They put it in a focus group.
Yeah,
they sent it to McKinsey and Pete Buttigieg, and they try and workshop the language.
Who's this?
Huh?
Who's this?
The Democrats.
They like went and they tried to find the exact right words to say when you're impeaching the president something.
I actually feel like the other way. Like the other guys, like they're like literally emailing people like anti talking points, like how to like dissect an argument or whatever, and it's just like
I
you get all these
that.
People like Tom Cotton and like Lindsey Graham trying to like just totally sweat on the stand, like they're doing open mic night or some stuff.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Pulling on their tie like they're Rodney Dangerfield.
I get no respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, even if you look at the Republicans, like, way to go about it, from the beginning, they had the closed-door impeachment hearings. Like, they had a lot of hearings about,
They had an inquiry, an impeachment inquiry.
They got testimony from a bunch of people behind people closed doors.
And people like, what's his name? That guy from the Republicans, like, tried to, like, break into a...
Yeah, and so, yeah, they were trying...
What's that guy's name?
I forgot dude's name.
Nunes. Devin
Nunes.
Was
it Nunes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he tried to, like, strong-arm his way around. He tried to do all this...
Like, we're breaking into this congressional hearing. Yeah. And, well, like, also, they had their fucking phone cameras and stuff out.
Like they straight up did, like, a flash mob and, like, didn't do any OPSEC.
So this is sort of, like, the important thing in terms of approach to this whole situation that, like, makes the Republicans look way stronger. Because, like, they're making these bold moves by, like, kicking the doors into a, you know, congressional hearing.
I could not.
And then, like... The Democrats are like, oh, should we say bribery or should we say quid pro quo?
Exactly.
No,
I disagree.
The Republicans, I feel like, at least have their organization.
Yeah.
They have.
Don't? Are you kidding?
Right.
They are.
We must defend Trump at all costs.
Yeah, they are holding strong, whereas the Democrats are kind of like.
I don't know how
some
we
people
go
are
about
like,
this.
Democrats have filed for articles of impeachment against Trump like a bunch of times, and it got stopped by Nancy Pelosi. And like that. That kind of like...
And like, this is for way worse shit. Like for like, you know, having children and their families separated and put in the cages and all these horrible things. And then, you know, what was it? Family separation for some of the other like...
Emoluments clause. They talk about emoluments clause
all the time. I hope I never hear the word emoluments clause. But like, there's a lot of like horrible things that Trump has done directly to human beings... And that can't get through Nancy Pelosi's filter. But, like, well, you know, if we're going to be ratting on Hunter Biden or whatever, and just to kind of, like, get Joe Biden, like, over a barrel. So, like, it's just sort of like, why can't you do both of these things?
Well, I feel like the...
Like, it's too targeted.
No, but it needs to be focused. You can't have too broad of an impeachment, like, inquiry, because you don't want it to
be, like...
Make
them dodge all the bullets and not just one.
Yeah, this one here is a bullet. Like, the other ones are, like... Like, they don't want to get involved because of their own interests or whatever. This is the most clear-cut one. That's exactly right.
The Democrats want to solve this whole thing without implicating themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the Democrats, like, no matter what, like...
They're not against profit
they're
prisons.
They're
not against profit prisons.
No, they're not against for-profit prisons. They're not against separating families. They're not against any of this other stuff. What they want to do is kind of like get Trump on the most narrow thing possible and then be able to like walk away at the end of the day without a...
This is politics. It's politics what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need to be able to strike and like... Dash into the shadows while looking as good as possible. Like,
I'm saying
like the royal we of like mm-hmm. the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like they need to make a decisive strike. Like they're not willing to trade like go blow for blow. They're going for the kill shot.
The question for me becomes like if I'm talking to somebody at my work about this or whatever, and they hear me tell a story about, you know, people getting separated from their families and thrown into cages. You know, they'll care about them whether or not they think about their... Well, they'll care about them if they think that the people that are being thrown into cages are humans or whatever, right? But, like, I can't see a single one of them giving a single shit about, well, he made this call and, like, I'm trying to explain this whole thing to somebody at work...
And it's very convoluted.
And then I can't imagine this being something popular that people rally behind at all.
Well, you gotta realize the poison brain like logic of it. Like they don't want to fight. Like they're trying to be the boxer who's got the genius plan, and they're just gonna do the plan. But like you gotta like take a punch to give a punch, and like if you're a boxer, like. You have to be in the mix to like make these opportunities come up. Like you can't just be skirting around the whole time. You just run out of gas and like get the hell beat out of you.
Yeah, they're fighting scared.
Yeah, but they threw like one punch.
Yeah, they're going for like haymakers, basically. Yeah. They're just throwing haymakers and then hoping that it lands.
Yeah.
But like they can't trade blow for blow because
they need to get in, they need to learn to get in the mix.
Yeah.
Instead of like doing all this stuff where like they're just trying to like go for the kill.
Right.
You can't do that. Like you have to be in the fight.
Yeah.
Your metaphor's not working for me, but okay.
I'm going with it.
Anyway, so they basically have these articles, these very narrowly done articles, and they got that just recently through the House of Representatives. Now, what's next?
So next, it's going to go to the Senate.
Is it though?
It's supposed to go to the Senate.
Right now,
we know nothing can get through the Senate.
Yeah, that's the thing is that we already know that it's not going to pass the Senate because you need 20 Republican senators to vote for Trump.
You need two-thirds.
So
you need two-thirds of senators to vote to convict. So like what ends up happening is that in the impeachment process, for the people listening, impeachment is like a grand jury. Like the House acts as a grand jury, and they kind of like draw up what the charges on the president or whatever would be, right? And then the Senate is like the actual court. And so it's going to go in front of like the Judiciary Committee, and Mitch McConnell's going to be like, oh, and he's already said, Mitch McConnell's the leader of the Republicans in the Senate. He's already said, like, we're going to be working directly hand in glove with the president at the same time to make sure that we are going to protect him at all costs, which means that like the court is going to be like, it's going to be already leaning towards protecting the president, and they have a majority.
It's going to be a kangaroo court.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a kangaroo court, but only in the sense that, like, a kangaroo court is a like one that convicts. This is going to be a court that's like, okay, yeah, we heard you. Get the hell out of here.
It's going to be like a wallaby court.
Yeah. A dingo court.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, no, and the fact that they're so blatant about it is the crazy part, because they're just like, hey, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
And if you...
Yeah, he says this.
He says this, like,
on
openly.
TV.
Yeah. And so... The whole process has just been a mess, kind of like in the impeachment, in the House, basically the Democrats are basically trying to make this whole argument, and they're trying to like structure it. And then all the Republicans are literally just doing is saying like, this is bullshit. Like they're just literally every time it comes to a Republican, they're like, hey, this
like,
is bullshit.
Yeah. And that's, you know,
and there's no like back and forth really. It's kind of just like,
and that's the whole. Like, I mean, that's exactly what I was saying earlier, like, though. Like in terms of building this case, this is like a very, like it's not put into terms where, like, people will get like pissed off enough where they would call their Republican senator and be like, "You better vote to convict, or you know, there's gonna, you know, we're not gonna vote for you, or we're gonna organize a, you know, a challenger in the primary or whatever." There's none of that. There's no easy way to communicate this like very inside baseball situation to regular people.
Yes,
or if there is a way, I'm sorry, I don't mean.
No, go ahead.
If there is a way, the Democrats aren't freaking doing it.
Yeah, the whole thing is that. This is a very it's not a easily explainable situation. It has to do with foreign policy. It has to deal with like cabinet members. They had a whole thing with like Trump removed an ambassador of the Ukraine and there was like a whole situation with that. And like it's very messy. Like the entire situation in the Ukraine and like just foreign policy in general is very messy. And like trying to explain this and trying to give people like something to stand behind, it's not like very easy. It's not bite-sized enough.
Right. Well, and
I mean, there is still like the general like miasma of this whole thing. Like,
yeah. And I mean,
like, come election time, that can be a factor. Like, I'm not saying the Democrats are fucking geniuses or nothing, but like,
I'm not saying you're saying
still like going into that, like with that specter, like that, like Trump. Like in the 2016 election, he was this fresh guy, and like he was such an outsider. But now, like we've seen him, like just muck up
not
the job and like golf. He was like, "I'm never gonna like have a day off." Like, oh, are you kidding me?
Well, but I guess the Republicans' response has been like, oh, you're just coming for our guy. You're just coming for our guy. You're drawing up all these bullshit charges.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's and, like wasting their capital.
And at the same time, like, they're saying you're coming after our guy, and they're also, like, the Democrats don't really have a comeback for that, I don't see. Like, I don't see them, like, actually, we're doing this thing where we're, Trump held the money from Congress from going to Ukraine, and then he started an investigation. Like, it's very easy to say, well, that's boring, or that's, like, convoluted or confusing, and I'm not going to really pay any mind to it.
I mean,
and it's easier to just think that the Democrats are just coming after Trump.
I think in the 4 years that have intervened since the last election, saying that you're not interested in politics is not, like, cool anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, it's not the cachet it had in 2016 where you were like, hey, buddy, I'm just owning you in the comments, you know?
Well, like, saying you're not interested in politics, like, everybody can say, oh, I'm interested in this or whatever, but, like, whether or not you actually pay attention to it.
Yeah, but still, like, having an opinion is, like, more of a thing this day.
Yeah, everybody has an opinion now because you can't really ignore it because it's all-encompassing in media now. Like, it's just...
So, like, if people come in and they have an opinion and that opinion is that you're coming after the fucking president... Then you got a problem there.
But President Cool can't get bogged down in like the drudge of it.
But he's saying like look at my haters. Look at all of my haters.
No, he's not.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's so Trump's whole thing. So,
but that's feel, not
the like, haters and the losers. Merry Happy New Year, by the way, to the haters and the losers.
Happy New Year to the haters and the losers. No, but I feel like
joyous Boxing Day.
Yeah, I feel like it's not a great move by the Democrats because
like I'm not saying they shouldn't impeach, they should just come hard.
I just think like the thing about Democrats is like even in 2016 they had a bunch of people 2018 I'm sorry in the 2018 midterm elections they had like they had people running for House that were basically running on impeaching Trump.
Yeah. And that was the platform.
I kind of feel like that's a bad move because, it shows that you're out for him. Like,
at least
that you're trying to impeach him.
Right. And plus, like, Democrats did get elected. And then, it took them a year and a half to even start those proceedings.
That still moves the needle. Like, Trump coming down to our state and trying to be like, vote for my guy. The guy I handpicked.
Yeah,
that
as opposed to president, my guy.
That doesn't work anymore because in the last election, his whole power was if you go against me, I'll tweet at you.
Yeah.
And it'll ruin your life.
Yeah.
But now he can't even, like, he can only do the hate thing. He can't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's totally politics.
He can't build anybody up. Like, he can only threaten to knock them down.
So the only person that this actually does help, like, in the presidential race is, like,
Bernie, either
Bernie or Warren, and like probably less so Warren. Yeah.
It helps the Democratic mavericks because
they're not establishment losers.
They're not a part of the miasma that everyone's so sick of.
Right? Yeah,
they're the outsiders.
Actually, it does affect. It does hurt Bernie a bit because of when the Senate trial is going on. They are not campaigning. All the senators,
he can do campaign speeches from the floor of the Senate during an impeachment. I mean,
They do tweets from the coat room all the time and like videos from the coat room.
Bernie's staff be posting, bro.
He's got people,
but he should be like right now. Should be the time that he should be like in Iowa because Iowa is one of those states that you need to be on the ground kind of stuff.
Yeah, right,
so it kind of hinders that a little bit. So
it's been like pocketed.
Well, yeah, but pocketed until when? Because the Iowa primaries are in February, right?
Late January, early February, I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, and so, like, during that time, depending on how long the Senate trials go on, because the Republicans, right now, they're saying that it's just going to be in and out real quick.
Is he on any panels or things that would be involved in this, like the Judiciary Committee?
I don't think he's on Judiciary, but I don't know. He would definitely be in, like, a whole floor vote. I mean, it happened very quickly.
Vote by proxy, right?
I think you can't. But maybe you can. But either way, like, I don't think that that's a major issue. I think that's you at least get excused for that.
Well, yeah.
And, Bernie's got the best on the ground operation out of everybody. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway,
all.
I don't see that really being the idea of the plan. I just sort of like don't see the impeachment like do it. That's fine. That's cool. You know, whatever. I just don't see it as a winner. Like, I don't see it as anything that's gonna actually get.
In politics, there's no winner. You have to have a couple of things. Like, this, it's all like.
Like, are you talking about like death by a thousand cuts kind of stuff? Yeah. Like, you kind of need.
It's like Dragon Ball Z. He doesn't just have the Kamehameha. He's got the Kaioken attack.
No, I feel like Trump's kind of like a Super Saiyan where like you hurt him.
Yeah.
And then he like. The more you hurt him, the stronger he becomes, you know?
You talking about Trump?
Yeah, because like.
No, I disagree. He's very vulnerable. Like,
I mean.
His only.
He's not. Yeah.
He's only like. His only strength comes from people thinking you can't take him down, which you can.
Right.
But like. The way they do it is just like you just have to be more popular and actually have policy and like idealism and shit.
Yeah, well, the thing about Trump is like you need to be able to back up your statements. Yeah. Like, that's why I feel like Bernie's probably the best to debate against Trump, because Bernie can back up his statements because
he's got ideology.
His entire history.
Well, he doesn't talk shit either.
You know, but he doesn't need to talk shit. Like, you don't need to talk shit. You just need to like show them up. Like. I feel like Hillary, she was very political, and you need to like skirt around stuff.
Well, she wanted to talk about anything except the issues.
Yeah, that's true.
She wanted to talk about,
and Bernie will be like, he'll make like an offhanded comment, like nobody gives a fuck about whatever Trump just brought up.
Hillary Clinton wants to be cool. Bernie is cool. Like,
she was very fellow kids, and Bernie's like,
Pokemon Go to the polls.
Yeah. Bad move.
Very bad.
I was viscerally.
There
like,
was another thing.
That was such like. It was such a like cringe to that.
That
campaign.
Was so
like,
cringe.
Yeah. No, that the whole campaign was just a mess and
cringe.
Yeah. But also,
you posted cringe in your presidential campaign.
Yeah.
Cringe is not a policy statement.
Yeah. Like, Democrats win when people vote, and people will vote for like Bernie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was another thing.
Like,
with the whole Hillary thing, it's like...
People were like, I'll vote, I guess.
Yeah, it was like... I mean, I hate both of them, but like...
Yeah
nobody liked any of their choices.
And yeah.
Like, at least the Republicans were, like, excited to vote for the big dummy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, Trump was trash with energy around it.
They were like, let me just like, shitpost with my vote.
Yeah.
Like, my relatives would be really mad when I show up at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you just do it for the clout. Say, like, I voted for Trump.
Yeah. I did it for the faves and the retweets. So, anyway. Anything else you want to add to it, or...
So we have the whole impeachment in the House, and yeah, I don't feel like it's going to affect Trump too
at all.
I mean, even if you look back at like Clinton was more popular after he got impeached.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But he got impeached.
That was obviously
he got
bullshit.
Impeached on a cool thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh man, you got impeached for getting a blowjob in the White House?
Yeah, you got a blowjob by an intern?
Like,
shit.
Fuck
man.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know if I have anything else.
Nothing else to add. No winners and losers here.
Winners. Nobody.
America
yeah.
wins.
Everybody
America
loses.
Always wins.
I think everybody loses.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the people that win were the people that ran on impeaching Trump. Because they did it. Like, you did it, boys. Congratulations.
Pat yourselves on the back.
What now?
What now?
Yeah, no. I feel like it's... It's fine.
It's fine.
I have no feelings about it.
Yeah.
I just enjoyed watching
it
because I like to watch stupid stuff.
Yeah.
It's like my reality TV.
It is so
reality
TV. C-SPAN has become the Apprentice.
Bruh, I was listening to like the people call in. The
on
people
C-SPAN?
Call in to C-SPAN.
Oh, man. That's always been
good.
That's always
been
entertaining stuff.
It's so great. Like, there's Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, also, I was watching.
Oh, you want to get into some Epstein talk?
They had the...
You want to talk about Epstein?
Yeah, we can talk about Epstein.
Go ahead. Okay, so go ahead and tell me about the caller.
So, yeah. Well, this happened a few times where they had callers just like... They would talk about kind of what's going on. And then they would end the call with just like, Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like, this just how they exit. And I was like...
Damn.
That's amazing. QAnon
is on the Republican line.
Yes. But no, I was also watching on C-SPAN. They had like they had trials with the, I think it was the Department of Prisons, like one of the person in there, about like how, because the whole situation was Jeffrey Epstein, like the cameras going out and like the guards sucked and like, like the guards weren't good and they were going over like, how did this happen? This is in the Senate, and like everybody was just kind of piling on this person. Just
so,
like,
and Epstein. So, I mean, for those of you who live under a rock, Epstein and what happened to him?
So, Jeffrey Epstein,
no relation.
Let's say he
died under less than legitimate circumstances.
Well,
he obviously didn't kill himself, but let's get to that.
Yeah, he didn't kill himself.
But go on. How did he not kill himself, and why did he not kill himself, and why was he in jail when he didn't kill himself?
Well, he was a hedge fund dude that...
He deserved to die.
Yeah, he was a piece of shit. But he was basically, he was a hedge fund dude. He knew a bunch of powerful people, including the Clintons, the Trumps, and the...
Just read the Forbes 500 and like...
Everybody's on the flight log,
including the royal family with Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
Did you watch that interview?
Not with Prince. Well, I saw clips of it, and like he was like
such a disaster. Yeah. Took away all his responsibilities, like royally.
Yeah, no, like I think the queen like canceled royally. His birthday. I think the queen canceled his birthday party or something.
Oh, no. That is crazy. That dude is like 60.
No, he's like in his 90s.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel
the queen canceled my birthday.
This is great. But no, basically,
I missed that. But his name came up in the flight log. So why were the flight logs bad?
There's like Prince Andrew, whose birthday he canceled. Who's like,
yeah, that's who had the interview.
Yeah, he's not Prince Andrew. He's not the 90-year-old. You're thinking of Prince? He said Prince Philip instead of Prince Andrew.
Oh, okay.
I said
Prince.
No, I said yeah, Prince.
Whatever. Like they're all inbred losers.
Yeah,
he's like 60. Prince Philip is the one married to the queen.
Yeah, Prince Philip. I saw a picture of him recently. He looks like. Emperor Palpatine. He's like,
he looks like Ray's grandpa. Yeah.
Oh, hey, spoilers.
Anyway, go on, please.
So Jeffrey Epstein.
Why is he bad?
He's
other than the fact that he's a hedge fund manager.
So yeah, first of all, he's a hedge fund manager, which probably
strike
that's,
one.
That's grounds for
that's three strikes right there.
Like, I watched Jingle All the Way, and they made me to try to make like the people watching feel bad about the fact that the guy was a mailman. But no, it's like, I feel the same way about hedge fund managers.
Mailmen are good.
Yeah, mailmen are great. So yeah,
So strike one, two, and three for being a hedge fund manager.
Yeah,
already.
And
so
then,
he's already done. But yeah, what else?
He also schmoozed a bunch of rich people. And then...
he had a very special island.
Yeah, he had a very special island and a very special plane.
I mean, he was a pervert.
Yeah,
like,
so...
People were just like latching on to his pervertness because they were secret perverts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so basically he was a sex trafficker for teenage girls.
He was just a
teenage girls and billionaires, the most powerful people in the world.
Yeah.
It's like the Panama Papers. Like the flight logs for Epstein are like the Panama Papers, but
that?
Like worse.
Panama Papers just kind of disappeared. Like everybody said it was going to disappear.
A bunch of journalists died. That's what happened.
Was that before or after Michael Hastings got in that car crash?
That was after.
Okay.
Oh, no, before. Oh, yeah, after the...
Like, Michael Hastings was a reporter that died under a suspicious car crash circumstance.
Yeah, his car exploded in the plane.
That doesn't normally happen outside of movies.
I mean, I've been in a lot of cars. Anyway.
I was a
professional... Wait, how many car crashes have you been
I was a professional driver, and I've been probably in the low... On the bottom side of 10 car crashes, including a... 4 bus crash. And I've never seen anything explode.
So anyway, so Epstein.
So yeah, Epstein.
Finally in like 2019 gets like.
Actually, I think he got charged before with something else.
Yeah.
Like,
and
but
then
he got charged. He got thrown out.
I'm sure someone brought it up.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but this time he got big charged.
He got the big charge.
He got the big charge.
He got charged.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Bigly.
He got supercharged.
One of those things where like every case they couldn't win would like become part of the groundwork.
Yeah. And so he gets put in federal prison and then.
What was he charged for? He's charged for the trafficking.
He was charged for human trafficking. Yeah. And then so he gets put in federal prison.
And convicted.
Yeah. And so basically he's going to do 6-9 and like snitch on everybody.
Hell yeah.
And
Damn, we're doing Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's going to pull a 6ix9ine, and he's just going to gonna pull out all the receipts.
Epstein is Tekashi 6ix9ine didn't kill himself.
Tank is rap.
When he gets killed, he's not going to have killed himself.
Dude, did you see that stuff? Like, that was some weird stuff.
Anyway,
yeah, Epstein. And so Epstein was, everybody was like, oh, he's gonna out everybody.
Yeah.
Turns out he doesn't get the chance to because he dies.
he hangs himself in his cell.
Dude, everybody.
I'm giving the government line here. He hangs himself in his cell even though he was under 24-hour surveillance.
Yeah, he was under suicide watch.
Suicide watch.
Because
everybody was tried before. Everybody was talking about it. Everybody was like, it's going to happen. He's going to get...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was talked about before he did it. He was like, he's not gonna live because...
They're going to Randy Quaid star whack this guy.
And then it happened. And then it fucking happened. And they're like, oh no, how could this happen?
And among
they literally were just like...
Among the billionaires that were implicated was, of course, the President of the United States, Bill Gates, Michael Bloomberg.
Which one?
Wait. What?
Which president of the United States?
Well, I'm talking about the current fucking Trump.
Multiple.
But also like
Clinton.
Clinton.
Bush.
Was Bush? Okay.
Bush was on the flight logs?
I'm sure they had a connection.
I don't think Obama was.
No. I know Clinton was, and I know Trump was.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So like both sides of the aisle.
It's bipartisan.
So, yeah, it's a bipartisan.
the Epstein logs are bipartisan.
Yeah.
Look, pedophilia is not partisan to any party.
Oh my god.
No, just rich people.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's just a rich person thing.
There are a lot of powerful people that could get snitched on.
A lot of powerful people were implicated, and the dude ended up dying before he could implicate anybody.
So we know Epstein didn't kill himself. Who killed him?
I don't know.
That's
the $1 million question.
That's a wild question, like.
It could have been anybody.
There's so many possibilities. It's like the worst game of Clue.
Just think of like as a comparison, like the Tonya Harding thing. There's some trigger man, and there's like some
But you
guy,
know who's behind it.
And there's like some wheel man, and like there's probably some facilitator that like is a barrier between the actual client. Like, you know, it's like some big web. Like there's a Gululi. There's a guy who like was at the
It's
guy?
A whole thing. You gotta untangle it all.
There's like some failed bodyguard and like.
But there's nothing to untangle now that he's dead. Because I guess that's the whole thing. Is they're just kind of like,
no.
Once he's dead,
there's still the whodunit.
No, there's definitely a whodunit. But well, officially in the government, it's kind of like they're basically still going with the suicide thing.
Yeah, they wiped their hands.
Yeah,
and they're like
oh, look, I guess he's dead, and there's no implication.
Oh no,
no,
so much for our trial that's gonna put all these billionaires
there's a lot of
like on like perp walking fucking billionaires and like presidents.
They're like, there's a lot of damage controlling going on.
Yeah, no, it's the
like, oh no, he's just dead. It's just he's dead.
Yeah, because once he's dead, it's kind of like a dead end kind of.
Yeah, how's he gonna snitch if he ain't, you can't snitch from hell.
Yeah,
this is like almost like the Watergate kind of, because like
it's literally a Saturday Night Massacre.
So why did we get an Epstein?
I just brought it up because I was watching C-SPAN and
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Hearings on the Department of Prison, like how could he end up killing himself was basically what they were trying to say.
They were timelines like you do on an episode of the Rockford Files.
Yeah, and they were going over like. The guards apparently were like not
somebody
official guards. They were kind of like, yeah, they were like contracted. Yeah, they were like adjunct. And the cameras were off for some reason. It's like all
very sus.
Yeah. But they're just like, oh, how did he end up killing himself? They're not going for the whole murder thing because that's a conspiracy theory, you know.
Yeah, even though it's the most obvious thing in the world.
It's crazy.
Jesus.
But that's pretty much all I have to say about that.
Okay.
Whole situation.
That's like way more depressing than like the president talk. Because like, that makes me just
but
like.
The good news is he's dead. The bad news is that he can't do anything.
Like, the only thing like his
bring
life,
anybody down.
His life would have like had meaning for like to take down all these like disgusting perverts.
Yeah. And billionaires too. I mean, like it's combo bad.
Same. Those are synonyms.
Yeah, that's the Venn diagram's a circle. Anyway, sue me billionaires and see what happens. Anyway,
Did say we talk about Brexit too?
Let's set this up really quick.
We never got a chance to. We've always been putting it off.
Let's set this up real quick. Topic. So,
update.
Quick update.
Everything Jeremy Corbyn said came true.
Dude, so, right now is the best
first
time
up,
for
Let me set it up.
All right.
So, Brexit is basically the European Union is like a federation of states that are like have a common market and they have passage over their borders and they make agreements and shit like that. And it's like a whole bunch of countries in Europe and some that are not in Europe even, which doesn't make any sense, but it's fine, whatever. And Great Britain, who doesn't have their like same currency, they have the pound, even though everybody else uses the euro.
They were always half in.
Yeah, they kind of like had one foot in this milieu.
We want all the benefits.
We want the good stuff, and we don't want any of the responsibility. And so what ends up happening is they in 2016 during the like presidential campaign season.
Yeah, it's like. A couple months before Trump, this is like in July or like August.
Yeah, but the parliament and this motherfucker, David Cameron,
who was the leader of the
Tory party, which is the conservative party in Britain, he basically puts up for a
referendum.
Thank you. The words were failing me. A referendum to the vote to the people of Great Britain and say, hey, do we want to leave Great Britain or not?
I remember,
and he expected it to not happen.
Remember, like, he was rolling high off of that like Scottish exit thing.
Oh yeah, because Scotland before that wanted to leave and they didn't. It barely.
It was kind of like it was almost like a big like flexing of like the.
Referendums. I'm on a hot streak here. I'm putting it on black again.
It's almost like he's like I guess England flexed so hard that like Scotland, who has been trying to leave leave the British Isles, the British Empire since literally it founded. Like they've been trying to leave the whole time.
And so David Cameron flexed himself out of the room.
Yeah, he flexed himself so hard, and then he was like, "Man, I'm so strong now." But like he just like used
energy. He was saying big money.
Yeah.
Stop. Whammy. And he landed on a whammy.
Buddy,
no whammy.
And Brexit. So like now the
David Cameron.
So now the people who voted in England have now said that they want to leave the European Union, and so David Cameron immediately quits.
Yeah,
and then he was humiliated. That's like part of the good part of this is that motherfucker like had to like walk away like with his head hung low.
Okay, let's not get in the win column just yet.
It's not a win, but it's like a cold comfort for me.
Very cold.
So anyway, the next person comes up. What was her name?
Theresa May.
She was trying to do Brexit negotiations for like 2 years. Yeah. Couldn't get it done. Finally. And Jeremy Corbyn was the leader of the Labour Party. He's like dope. He's like super into like social democracy. The Labour Manifesto was like, but had a lot of things for like abolishing public schools and like public services for all, you know, like expanding the NHS and all these other things, which is a British healthcare system. This is a long time to set up, but there's a lot of context here.
Yeah, it's been going on for 3 years. And then
also in 2017. The Labour Party, which is the opposition to the Conservatives, gets major gains, almost got a majority, and that would have made, like, literally, like, 5 seats would have made Jeremy Corbyn the Prime Minister, and that would have been sick.
And basically, Jeremy Corbyn has been, like, trying to run this, like, minority government.
Yeah.
Like, trying to just, like, call out all the stuff like you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like, his shadow cabinet.
Yeah. And like, so, what ends up happening is, in 2017, they have an election. Labour makes gains, they don't make enough to win.
Yeah.
Like, the Tories had to do a coalition with a really fucking dirty, nasty, like, right-wing party.
Oh, yeah, what's that, like, what's it called?
The DUP.
Oh, yeah. That's just the Scottish people that
it's is. Like, nationalists.
No, the DUP is the Irish. That are, the Irish, the they have the Scottish, the
Northern,
SNP.
Like, Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ooh, SNP is the wow. Scottish National Party. Scottish Nationalist Party.
No, yeah, SNP.
And the DUP is the Irish I don't know what DUP stands for, but
it's like a religious-based party.
You got to think, like, it's all in Northern Ireland because they don't vote with Southern Ireland because they're
because
of the split.
Well, the whole thing, Northern
There's
Ireland,
a lot of context here, folks.
Yeah. Actually, can I plug a podcast on this?
Go ahead.
So there's a podcast called The Phileas Club on Frenchspin.com, and he is a French dude, but he talks with a bunch of people on that are in England, like one person that's pro Brexit, one person that's against Brexit, an Irish person, a Scottish person, and they have like a whole
Scotland's like we're out of here.
Yeah,
and that's the next move.
Yeah, that's
so.
That's,
anyway, So what's the podcast called?
It's called The Phileas Club.
Okay,
and
That's where you can get more information. Okay, yeah, cool.
They go into it. They have like four whole episodes about this, just debates back and forth.
Yeah. So in November 2019. There's another election where the Labour Party and Jeremy Corbyn go in, and they're basically they're viewing this as like, this is when we're gonna take it over, we're gonna come in here and we're gonna run over the Tories, but we don't have a strong position on Brexit. We're kind of like one foot in the Remain camp. We want to do like another referendum, and Brexit's got like all in. We're just gonna like make Brexit happen. They have a very solid united line, and the Labour is just kind of like all over the place.
Yeah, Tories are all, we're like
party discipline shit.
Tories are basically just like, we want to just get Brexit done. Like,
get
that's
Brexit
what they're running
done.
On.
Yeah.
Is just getting it done because everybody's fucking tired of it.
Yeah. And like, and that is actually a pretty sharp line.
Yeah, no, because they've
also
been,
Boris Johnson's an insane person as well. Forgot about him.
Oh, yeah. Boris. Yeah, we could probably go back to Boris Johnson.
All right. So Boris Johnson comes in like in October.
No, he's in. Well, he came in from the beginning. He was originally campaigning.
He became prime minister.
He was like He was almost like a influential person in the party, but didn't have like.
He was the mayor of London.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was very influential in getting Brexit done in the first place. So he was like all about Brexit. And then as soon as Brexit happened,
he's almost like the perfect Brexit human.
he's a cartoon character in a ton of ways. Like, I didn't know who the fuck he was until 2012 when the Olympics happened, and they happened in London, and he was the mayor at the time. And when Great Britain won their first medal, he decides to go on a zip line in a Union Jack, like, onesie, like, waving Union Jack flags and shit. And it's just like, wow, this dude's a psycho.
He's basically a guy who's like trying to go to James Bond like summer camp.
Yeah, and he runs around talking in like Greek or whatever, and like that thing, he thinks that makes him cultured.
No.
But he's like this totally fucking,
he's
like
basically
elite
the guy,
garbage like
he's
human
the guy
being.
Who like flunked out of college, but you still like you hear from like or something like that.
He's just absolutely ugh. And then anyway, he becomes prime minister in 2019. And then they have elections. The Great Britain has elections, and Labour gets clobbered.
Yeah,
they got their asses whipped. Yeah,
I think it's
worst since the 1930s or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's like one of the biggest like conservative parties like in the parliament like ever or
yeah,
something.
They lost
like
70
it
seats
was
in, or something.
It's
crazy.
Like insane how bad they got destroyed.
So Labour gets their asses whipped. And they lose. Jeremy Corbyn, our sweetest boy, has to like step down and resign because he led them into this disastrous election.
Honestly say he took a step back.
Well, he's going to step down. He's going to resign as
He already did.
Yeah, he's resigned not because he led them into this disaster. They could have done better if they had better line on Brexit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, if like really.
He had to do it though.
No, he didn't. He could have easily said, "Oh, actually, like, let's just go along with Brexit. We want to get our version of Brexit, which is that we are actually softly cutting our ties here. We want to actually be a part of this market."
I don't know. It was like a good Brexit.
Yeah, there's like a left version of Brexit that he could have run on that would have actually been better for Great Britain, even if it wasn't possible If it wasn't possible to actually happen, he could have run on it. Just because if you're saying you want to do another referendum, then you're saying, well, why did we have even a first referendum in the first place? So this kind of took the place of a referendum.
Yeah.
And he lost fucking bad.
Brexit is very messy.
I'm not going to be honest.
There is a lot of different Brexits that you'll hear about. A lot of...
As much as... Navarra Media is really good on this, actually.
As much as I think about, like, all the weird things about British government, I do not know how it works. Like, I feel like I know a lot of things about it.
I'll tell you... I'll just give you the short version. It's dumb.
Like, I've watched more of it on TV than I have, like... I've watched more of it on TV than I have of, like, American Congress.
Just because they do more silly stuff.
Well, it's not. It's just like, there's... It's like almost like a bar argument.
Yeah. Oh, they do some vicious owns on the floor of the House of Commons.
Like, there's like people just getting like dogpiled and weird.
And people like, I love whenever somebody says something whack and they say like, they just start like going rah 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 rah.
Yeah.
Like,
they start yelling at one another, heckling.
I honestly feel like America's worst of a country because our like governing body isn't interesting to watch.
They have this bullshit decorum.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Like they're like. They're, like, sending messages in a bottle.
Yeah. Also, what's the guy that, like, he's, like, the officiator. He kind of, like, tries to keep it order. He kind of just, like, he's kind of a troll himself. He kind of was just, like...
Well, he had a step... One of them had a step down as well, right? One of them had a step down for some kind of, like, weird thing. Anyway. After all of this stuff. So, Corbyn steps down, and now, like... Britain is basically signaled by rejecting the Corbyn line and electing the party on the get Brexit done line. So basically, they're committed to Brexit. There's no way out of Brexit.
Oh, buddy.
What now?
They're in the car. They're doing 80.
Yeah.
The wall is like 40 feet away.
Thelma just like grabbed Louise's hand and they just like slammed on the gas pedal.
It's so bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was even a thing not too long ago whenever... they had filed for an extension, and the parliament was like, they passed the thing where Boris Johnson was like legally obliged to ask for an extension.
Yeah,
so he sent the extension, but like he didn't sign it, and then he sent a letter right after and was like, don't extend it because this is bullshit.
Well, and also didn't he say, because this was really one of the like great Corbyn lines, like. He said that, and unfortunately this happened, you know, right before the loss, but he said that Boris Johnson said that he would never approve an extension and he would rather be dead in a ditch than to file for that extension. And the Prime Minister lied to the British people again on both accounts.
Yeah, it was, and the thing was that he was, like, legally obliged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was forced. They put a gun to his head. It's like, good. Fucking put a gun to it. Put a literal gun to his head.
I just need Zack Sabre Jr. to, like, go mega heel and be like, I'm breaking every Tory's arm.
But anyways.
That would be dope.
So, that's Brexit.
And so, like, you were talking about the negotiations. You want to talk about the negotiations of Brexit?
Like, what they're trying to negotiate.
You said you've been watching it.
Well, so what I can go into the negotiations, but it's very messy because, like, they're all about...
Can you do the highlights?
Highlights, basically, Ireland. Just Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
Ireland is a highlight. I love it.
Yeah, Ireland is basically the highlight because they are not passing it. The main thing is that the
troubles
the trade border. Yeah, they basically...
Dude, they are...
The troubles are coming back.
They're, like, heating it back up.
They're trying... They're saying that... If there is no trade negotiations between Northern and Southern Ireland, then...
We're going to be at war.
Yeah, it's going to be the Troubles again. And so...
I mean...
What are the Troubles?
The Troubles are when there was a hard border...
century-long conflict.
Yeah, and...
A hard border between Northern and Southern Ireland, because the northern part of Ireland is technically a part of Great Britain, but the southern part of Ireland is its own independent entity called the Republic of Ireland, and then a very messy breakup that lasted about 100 years, and a lot of people fucking died.
Car bombs.
There was a lot. Like, I was trying to read this stuff, and it, like, makes
no,
sense.
No, it's a mess. It's
like, there are these, like, people, like, taking out people on the side of the road, and they're, like, straight up, like, groups of, like... paratroopers that are just like, we're just gonna go grind these people up and kill them and bury them in a big ditch.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's I don't really know exactly what the fighting was about, but
like,
I know
it sounds like if you're not gonna have trade negotiations, we're gonna go back at it and kill each other
at
again.
One point like a big high up person in the English government like went out on a rowboat or something like that, and it exploded because somebody put like 50 pounds of like C4 on it or something. Like
that. On a rowboat, yeah. I knew it was you, Fredo. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy because this guy's named like Lord Mountbatten or something. It's like the most English name you could think of. And like around like 97 and 98, where they the year might be wrong, but like around when like everything cooled and they decided to like have government again and like have it all kind of be like functional, the head of the Sinn Féin was like,
Sinn Féin is the party that's for like Irish Republican, he was like nationalism.
He was like, yeah, we're doing all this stuff and like we're back together again, but we're not sorry we killed that guy.
We'll do it again,
like,
if we had to.
They're like, we're not sorry. Like,
that's so cool. That's badass.
Do you know about the voice rule?
Yeah, we talked about this on the show, that he could not have his voice broadcast on things, so he had to get dubbed, and it had like famous voice actors dub his voice.
The guy from the guy from The Crying Game, who played the Irish guy, would voice the... he was the voice actor for the head of Sinn Féin. Or not Sinn Féin, but...
No, the IRA.
The IRA at the time.
Irish Republican Army.
And, like, he was the voice actor, and then they met years later, and they just, like, became
friends. Oi, wicked pisser, right?
I mean, the guy was Irish, the actor, too.
But. So anywho, so Ireland is going to be doing the, you know, the whole 19th century, or the whole 20th century over
again. I think even Wales is like kicking off.
Oh, Wales, it be popping in Wales.
Dude, Wales is the most like,
Wales is the most for, I thought they were very for Brexit, kind of like.
Were they?
All right. So this is an American New Orleans audience.
Yeah.
What is Wales?
Oh, it's the first, like, son. Of England, where they took them over or whatever.
Yeah, so you've got like main England, the big island. You have England,
is the big baddie,
is like the middle part. Yeah. Wales is the bottom, and then Scotland is the top.
The north.
Like, when me and Jeff would play like super slap shot hockey, the UK couldn't be more all one thing. But like as we grew older, we just learned.
Wow,
about,
this
like,
is a mess.
Like,
just like how much of like a weird like subservience to England there was.
Yeah, and it still exists.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the United Kingdom is. It's united, but Scotland's still like, we were trying to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's, like they already lost the whole empire, but now like their core has to break up.
The heart has to be ripped apart.
Yeah,
like you must take Jason's heart before he can be dead.
You must destroy.
Or it was Chucky. That was Chucky, right?
Oh, I don't even remember.
I think it was the Chucky.
No, because in Chucky 3, the one we watched,
he got put into a fan, yeah. But then he came back. He got better. Anyway,
To kill the heart of Brexit, you must throw Chucky in a fan.
John Gruden.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Troubles are back. Wales is popping. Scotland be popping.
That is way jumping the curb, but like
Scotland be popping.
The Troubles are not back.
Yeah, basically it's a mess. If you want, go read up about it, because it's so much more.
David Cameron flexed the whole country to keep Scotland in so hard that it tore the rest of the country apart. Like
he fired the cancer gun on himself.
He flexed so hard.
He flexed so hard all his like old wounds broke open.
We've come full circle.
Yeah.
So okay. Want to talk about anything else?
Boris Johnson's whack. We already went over that.
Yeah.
He, like, is totally a guy you would beat up. Like, if I feel like I got in a Boris...
He's the Chucky.
I feel like I got in a fight with Boris Johnson in middle school and totally kicked his ass.
Nice.
In one of the few fights I ever won.
You're revealing your win-loss record on radio right now.
Yeah, it's bad.
A couple other things, I guess. LSU rules now.
Coach O
should run for president, or maybe endorse Bernie or something.
Coach O, run for governor.
That would have to be like 2023.
Well, yeah, well, obviously after he falls off.
But I've been trying to talk to people like who like Bernie and like say, hey, the best strategy could possibly be is to get Coach O. And Bernie, like when people think of Coach O, when people think of Bernie, get them to think about Coach O as well, and then Bernie will 100% win Louisiana.
Yeah. I'd
so
say
Coach O is that level hero right now.
I actually said a good counter to Trump's like stupid trucker hat is if Bernie just put on like a flat back like fitted cap
that said
LSU.
Yeah.
That's the most universal.
The Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, that's the most universal, like, it'll cut through all the generations. A flat-billed hat will just, in Louisiana.
It's like it's almost like it's a blade. Yeah. The hat bill is a blade just cutting through all the bullshit.
Cutting through, man. Boomers hate it. Boomers hate the flat-billed hat more than anything, especially if you leave the stickers on.
But Bernie is a boomer.
No, he's not a real boomer. He's like the boomer you want.
He's technically a boomer. Well, okay, he's so like, I might have mentioned this.
He's
on
like
the radio.
Your manic pixie boomer.
He's the boomer for gay space communism. Yeah. Fully automated gay space communism.
But like you said, the thing where it was like Buttigieg is the thing.
Yeah. Well, this was on an interview that I think it was RJ Esko and our friend Nathan Robinson. Shout out to Current Affairs and shout out to the Zero Hour. But Nathan, I think, said that that when people think about Bernie, they like millennials see the boomer that they want, like the best possible boomer. And when boomers look at Pete Buttigieg, they see the best possible millennial.
He's just like the Ramona Flowers of boomers. Yeah. Like oh, this is just like the girlfriend who would just like not care how bad I am to her. And they're just good.
Yeah.
Watch Scott Pilgrim. It's very good.
I haven't seen absolutely. Scott Pilgrim.
What?
I haven't read the comic either.
The comics, the comics are amazing. Well,
I'd say I've never read the comics, but I'd watch the movie first.
No.
My whole thing is if people are like, oh, the book was better, watch the bad movie and then read the books and enjoy it more.
Yeah.
I don't think the movie's bad at all.
It's not. It's good.
No, the movie's good. Like, I think I read the comics first and then watched the movie and I was like, fuck, that was
not
still
bad.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Was it better than the Watchmen movie?
Yes.
I've never read Watchmen or watched
the movie. You haven't read Watchmen?
No. Oh, or watched the movie.
I have it here. I
never watched
read it.
I never watched Red
the
Man
movie wasn't
or
that
Red
great.
Watchmen.
I hear the show's really good, though. Have you watched the show?
Good.
Yeah?
It was good.
You ever listen to Red Man, though?
He's good, a rapper. Don't talk shit.
I'm not talking shit. What?
Method Man is not a guy who will go on, like, who will leave Wu-Tang to be in, like, a two-man group with somebody who's bad. Like, sorry, I'm giving up all these RZA beats to, like, work with this guy.
Yeah.
He's good.
R.I.P. Old Dirty.
Did you watch the show on Hulu about the Wu-Tang Clan?
No, I haven't.
It's very good.
What is it called?
Just go type Wu-Tang Clan.
Google Wu-Tang Clan.
No, like, just go on Hulu and, like, type in Wu-Tang Clan. And it's a, right. like, it's just a show about how, like, RZA was just, like, a guy who, like, figured beats out and, like...
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Very smart.
Anywho. So, have you watched The Irishman yet?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Is that...
Have you watched
it yet? I saw it for anybody.
And
by anybody, I mean anybody in this room.
Yeah, okay, I still haven't seen it.
I haven't watched it.
But, like, tell us about it, Scott.
No
basically,
spoilers.
It's, I mean, we're going to spoil it.
No, you don't have to spoil it.
I mean, it's basically...
Just talk about the concept.
Yeah, just talk about the concept.
Well, spoil Star Wars, but right,
well,
not
calm
The
down,
Irishman.
Calm down,
We barely spoil Star. We can go into Star Wars.
Irishman. Irishman. It's just about like this guy who gets involved in. He has a union job and
with the Teamsters.
With the Teamsters, yes. He's a truck driver, and he kind of meets all these like characters in like his association, and he kind of like gets more into organized crime, and then like how that meshes with like Jimmy Hoffa and.
Is this during the Troubles?
No, it's in Chicago.
They are happening they're happening concurrently.
Okay.
But just basically like how this guy becomes like involved in crime.
He does
and,
crimes.
Also union activities and how they're kind of linked and kind of how of a unique system they had back in the day. Because like it kind of made things work like it for the people in a certain way. Like
that's the whole point.
Like. And it's one. It's kind of like I see it as kind of like a shot back at like the idea that, like all of this getting close to businesses is going to be great because like big business is like a big specter in that. They're
no,
like,
they're the other crime boss.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're trying to tear this union apart so they can just run roughshod, which
all is, over the workers. Yeah,
which is what happened.
Yeah, happens every time.
It's like a very, very interesting thing about like anti-unionism. But also how kind of like union got like kind of rough for a while, like. But unions also
that's the only way it works. Yeah, man. But
like unions have like a weird history because like.
But also like how unions like supported a lot of like capitalistic things, which yeah. might have been yeah. like kind of the poison arrow.
Right. Yeah, that's the issue. But yeah. they first off, well, the biggest issue is that like the people, like the members or whatever, are completely frozen out of any decisions. They're just yeah. expected to be they're telling people that they have to just do whatever, or like you're just like against the union or whatever.
I mean, a machine basically formed, and like the workers, while they were appreciative of all their benefits, like that became like circumspense to like yeah. capitalism.
It became suspicious enough. Yeah,
but very good.
Yeah, something. Okay, let's check it out. I bet you Hoffa dies though, either during the movie or after.
That's something I won't tell you about. Like yeah. you have to watch the movie yourself. I sworn to secrecy, can't do it. I won't tell you what happens. Does he die? Like you know,
who
popular
kills
fiction
him?
Things.
Who kills him?
But does he like? Does like do you see like an old man on the beach at the end, and he just turns to the camera like three quarters wink. Back, and he goes wink, and there's a little sparkle in that eye. is that what happens?
That would be dope.
I don't know.
That would be the opposite of the Godfather 3 ending.
You'll have to watch and find out. I mean, damn. They kept Hoffa kept dragging himself back in. That yeah. was his problem.
Once I get myself out, I pull myself back in. Yeah.
But, yeah, Irishman, very good.
All right, cool.
The thing I learned from that movie that, like, I really appreciated was that Jimmy Hoffa was really cool.
Yeah. Like, see, that was like, one of the things that became controversial. A lot of people are mad about that. Because, like, I mean,
was
he
not,
did...
Was huh? he not as cool as Al Pacino?
Al Pacino, who recently did a Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
Oh, that was, like, fucking 6 years ago, but it, like... That was on, like, a bad movie. That was a fake commercial. It was on, like, Adam Sandler movie.
Okay. That was actually very funny, though.
Yeah. Hilarious. Like, that was a... Like, I'm sure the writing on the Al Pacino Dunkachino commercial was as good as, like... as good as anything David Mamet did for, like, Glengarry Glen Ross.
Another Glengarry Glen Ross shot from you.
Because, like... Straight up, Al Pacino was, like, doing dance moves. He was, like, bebopping.
70-year-old man, yeah.
Bebopping and scatting. And he had, like, he had, like, a jacket that looks like Al Pacino would wear. And he opens it up, and it's just all Dunkin' Donuts colors.
Yeah, the vest that he was wearing and the lining of the jacket was all donuts.
You just have to watch that Dunkachino commercial. Because they're like, Al Pacino, who's that?
I've changed my name to Dunkachino.
Whoa.
See, here we go. We're sliding into capitalist bullshit now.
I love look, donuts.
If donuts are capitalists,
I don't want to be right. Yeah,
I don't want to be right.
I don't want to be anti-donut. All right,
we're very pro-donut.
Yeah.
Pro-donut podcast.
Yeah. As long as they're made by the person who eats them or for their cum.
Oh no, donut shops.
I know. Just
donut shops are like the They're like the aquariums of modern society. Yeah. They're like boomer aquariums.
Oh, no, we talked about this before, and I actually kind of love that people will just say whatever in a donut shop. It's fucking cool.
Yeah, no, Aaron's is like...
It flies around at the Aaron's show at Aaron's.
Yeah, no, donuts. That's like...
That's the place where if you want to figure out what real people think, you go to that fucking place,
like,
man.
Aaron's
that
Donuts
shit.
On Parrish Road and Judge Perez.
Yeah.
Literally the heart of our city is, like, the center of, like, racism.
That's the heart of America.
That's the heart of America.
God damn it.
The heartland of America. I mean, Aaron's like Donuts. It's definitely the heartland of the parish.
The ultimate irony that, like, donuts, like, straight up give you a heart attack. This is, like...
Ayo.
Ben Garrison, get on that.
And also, that place is called Hoffer's.
What?
Hoffers.
That's, yeah.
Whoa.
Very close to Hoffers.
Buddy, we're getting really prismatic on this episode.
Before we go any deeper, I think I think we should probably wrap it up. So, anything anybody want to say on the way out?
Oh, man.
Shout out your projects. Shout out your...
Oh, man.
What concert you're going to.
I'm on Twitter, but I won't say it because Dean should not lurk on me on Twitter because he's a creep.
I can find you on Twitter. You're already hooked up to like everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good luck. Well, good. Find me.
I'll try. I'm not going to. Oh, yeah. So I don't care that much, but.
Yeah. Nice one. You guys convinced out there?
No, I have nothing to plug. Yeah. This is the start of my podcast career. So.
Yeah. What? So I guess we could do one super last thing. What is your New Year's resolution? Let's go around the corner and I say, dude, what is your New Year's resolution?
The segments.
So what is, Scott, let's start with you. You seem to be the most excited to answer this question. What's your New Year's resolution?
I don't know, man. Just be more worthwhile to my friends and family.
That's really thoughtful. All right, cool. So be good to your friends. All right.
I mean, I just want to be more useful to them. If I'm a friend or family... You consider me that? Just ask me for something. Look, I'll try my best.
All right, cool. I need you to be more useful because right now. All right, Scott Dean.
I think New Year's resolutions are kind of garbage, so I just don't do it. I feel like it's just one of those promises that you try to like. It's
you're not
it's just
for
like
new, you're not for New Year, New Me.
Oh man.
No New Year, New Me. I feel like changes need to be made. Over time, and you can't just like flip a switch and just make a change like I know there needs to be some initial point, right, but I feel like
this is not the initial call out post, but you're calling me out pretty hard.
Yeah, well, they're just like, I feel like it's just like a fad, you know?
Oh, it's been a fad for a very long time, though.
No. I feel like every year it's the same fad.
Yeah,
like it's a recurring thing.
You're like that guy in the Bible who's like, oh, the young kids, who's gonna teach us what about what?
Well, okay, is a year is the beginning of a calendar year?
It's an
year.
Arbitrary.
But it's something. Like if you're going to measure time through something, do you think that it would be a good thing to make a kind of a plan for the year?
Yeah.
And then just sort of like check in where you're at the end of that plan.
I think Dean is coming out as not a fan of self-improvement.
Yeah.
I'm just anti any improvement at all. Yeah. No,
he's just like slides
no,
into
just
decadence
saying,
and
personally
falls
for
out
myself
of
why I don't have
goals.
Yeah, I don't have any goals in my life. God damn it.
No, I'm like,
fuck you. I just don't have a set.
You don't do
New
it
Year's
that
revolution.
Way. You don't do it
I feel
that
like,
way.
Look, yeah. I'm not trying to, I'm going to be very nice.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I'm going to give Dean a compliment, my first brotherly compliment on the podcast.
Ever. I've never
I think
seen
you just have a little bit longer view of things. Dean's got a longer view than me.
Yeah, I try to look, I try to just go towards.
Is that what you're thinking when you're watching the Brexit hearings?
Actually,
the congressional hearings.
I am watching Brexit hearings because I kind of want to move to England.
Whoa, you heard it here first, folks.
Yeah,
haven't I mentioned that before?
Not to me.
Oh well, I know. Like, it seems like an interesting place, but I want to wait until after Brexit because
you want to see if there's...
Yeah, I don't know what like if
man,
shit hits
you don't
want to
be there when the shit hits the fan. That sounds it would be a super cool job and there'd be plenty of work.
I don't want to be brand new to the place. Like
that sounds like the best time because you don't have any investment. Like you don't, you won't be ripped up. Like when you see like all these things that you've invested parts of your life into falling apart, you basically be a spectator in a certain sense.
Wow, yeah. That is some weird stuff.
Yeah, but am I wrong?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I feel like. I feel like it'd be a mess. Because, like, what if I go there and the economy crashes and then, like, it just kind of sucks.
That's why you got two big brothers to help you out.
Yeah, but then I'll have to move over there and then move back, you know? It's like a whole.
But you would get to see some shit.
I could see some. That's why I do want to visit, like, France just to see, like.
Despite all personal interest.
Oh, the Gilets Jaunes. We could talk about that.
Despite all personal interests, I think GMC as a podcast appreciates perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is an ideas podcast. We're here for this. The dial of ideas.
Yeah.
But yeah. Do you want to talk about the... I feel like it's probably too late.
Okay. We can do another episode later.
It'll probably be gone by this.
We can do a remote. Cool. We can do a remote. We can do one tomorrow.
Yeah,
What are you talking about? What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I don't really know that much about it.
What do you
want to
talk about?
Yeah, Jeff.
I didn't hear.
Gilets Jaunes.
What?
The Yellow Vest.
Yellow Vest in France. The whole protest and
are
stuff.
Are they still the Yellow Vest? Because I know they're doing a general strike.
The general strike's happening.
They might have
gotten sick. The labor unions are on board. Everybody hates Macron.
They might have They might have gotten bigger than, like, the Yellow Vest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. The labor unions, who are less inclined to strike than a lot of places.
I mean,
this is up your alley mostly. Because
it's like a general strike.
Yeah.
And like, I actually haven't been keeping up with the news like on the day to day.
Just gonna get it all at once and love it.
Oh, binge that stuff. I'll wait for it on Netflix,
buddy.
But yeah,
Mandalorian that stuff.
It's true. But anyway, but essentially, general strike, unions are on board. It's actually pretty fucking dope. And Macron is going to be crashing down.
Oh, yeah, I know it started because he imposed a tax on gas.
That was the start of the deal.
Start of it. Like, he imposed a tax on gas, and then all the farmers...
Pardon my French.
And then he tried to... Shut up. Then he tried to, like, get all cool and be like, I'm dunking on Trump at the UN. Like.
Yeah. He did it like a... Macron's like a... A strong handshake guy.
Yeah.
And
That was their big battle.
Was that the thing, the handshake battle?
Yeah, they were like...
That reminds me, remember Banzai when they had Mr. Handshake Man?
Who? Oh, no.
His job was to handshake and for the longest amount of time.
There was actually a thing. I think it was like the Brazilian president or prime minister.
Oh, that piece
he
of
came,
trash.
Bolsonaro.
Yeah, no, he's a piece Bolsonaro. Of shit. But apparently, like, he met Trump and... He gave him. He like pulled on him for the handshake.
Oh, that's impressive.
Power move. Apparently it became like a thing. So like I saw a video of him just like meeting a bunch of people, and every time he would like handshake some kids, he would just pull them.
I hate that.
Psychotic.
I think Street Fight talked about this a little bit, and they were like, handshake culture is really cool.
No, handshake culture is out of control. Handshake culture is just the broiest thing you could possibly imagine.
It's under inflation. Uh-huh. Handshake inflation.
Yeah. People try to like bust your stuff, like they will just like squeeze.
I'm gonna try and like break all of the bones and tendons in your hand.
They'll try to turn their fingers into like a vice and just like
you're gonna leave this place with a claw.
I mean, if you think about it, handshakes kind of started as a pretty bro-y thing.
Yeah.
Because it was like basically to like make sure they weren't trying to kill you.
Yeah, you don't have a gun, right?
Yeah.
Or a knife.
Can we leave handshakes in 2019?
My resolution, my New Year's resolution is to...
The new handshake?
No, that's like, you could take somebody down on a wrestling move on that.
That's true.
You could do a belly-to-belly suplex.
Hug inflation would be terrible.
Yeah. We don't need more contact.
Yeah.
We need like, finger touch.
I mean, look, human contact is good.
I feel like contact is the human part of it.
But, like, how little of human contact are you going to make with someone you do not trust? I say finger-to-finger...
Well, do you remember Demolition Man when they did the hold the hand out and then wave it around?
Yeah, I remember. Buddy, I've watched Demolition Man probably in the last week.
Yeah, that has got to be actually the first the movie review that we do.
Oh, Demolition Man?
Demolition Man.
Have y'all not done a movie review?
Demolition
Man.
Let's
do it today.
So no.
All right. Anyway,
no.
So you can listen to... my New Year's resolution is to make... Good Morning Comrade, a better show for all of our lovely listeners.
Oh, great.
That's my New Year's resolution. Our listeners, not mine. So anyway, you can listen to Good Morning Comrade every Tuesday on WHIV-FM. You can also check out our page on WHIV, whivfm.org/good-morning-comrade. You can get more information.
Comrade.
Yeah. You can also give your money to Good Morning Comrade by going to patreon.com/goodmorningcomrade. You can also check out us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Comrade Morning.
At Comrade Morning on Twitter. Good Morning Comrade everywhere else. And follow me on Twitter at Eminent Prof.
At no.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.